see how we can be of further instruction. We'll begin with Kim.
Dare I say I knew it?
Aw, awesome.
I don't know. I'm sitting right here, not fluttering around. Oh, let me just find that. I have my glasses off, you guys, really soaking it in. I can't repeat anything you said, but I was just feeling the energy.
Awesome.
Okay, I would love a message. I'm ready to go.
One moment, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Kim.
Say it one more time.
Kim.
Oh gosh, I put this in words. Keep what you know. Keep what you know. In other words, and say your name one more time, my love.
Kim.
Thank you. You're moving at a very rapid pace. When I say rapid, I don't mean too fast. It's more so of a consistent pace. In other words, you're understanding, you're learning. And so whatever they said in the beginning, like keep what you know, what they mean by that is you're learning how not to repeat something. In other words, once you master a skill, once you master an understanding, you're good to go. So what you're moving from, they're saying, is like the trials. So this is like where you're first beginning or you're trying to qualify or something. Versus, you're getting very adept. So every time you discover, they're helping you create like universality. In other words, I really notice like watching my thoughts or watching my reactions. So the more that you can, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Thank you. I want to say like record keeping or note keeping, but I don't mean like you have to take out a journal or whatever, but they're helping you like discover rote memories. So they're just showing me like as if I would have a touchstone, like every time I'm learning a new skill or learning a new acquaintance where I'm trying to come up like an example, but in a nutshell, you're just putting two and two together and discovering four. In English, you're walking, they're saying on the wild side, that's so funny. You're walking into a new reality. In other words, you have graduated and you've opened up to heaven's blessing. So it may seem like life is just the same as always it was, but it shall be for nevermore, because you're opening up to a new dimensional consensus. So because you're paying attention, because it's just like what you said, it's how so very interesting. Because you're paying attention, because you're learning, it's like they're helping you to commit it to memory. We don't realize how we really take the long way home. And we do it because the ego keeps trying to help us stall out and we follow the ego. So it's like, okay, yeah, you know, I'll spend 6 months here, I'll spend a year here. And so what you're saying to me on the higher level is nevermore, nevermore. So in other words, you realize that you can learn heaven's best. In other words, you can keep up, they're saying appearances, but you can keep learning and discovering and applying where your pace is quickening. But when I say it's quickening, it's not like uncomfortable. And there's something about universality, because whatever you're learning, you're really understanding that, well, that goes for all situations, or that goes for every day, or that goes for everybody, or whatever it is. Your guides are helping you, you know, just like if you had contacts or whatever, and one, your cell phone or whatever, and it's like, well, I want to sync it to put it on my iPad now or whatever. It's sort of like that, where what you're learning over here, that whole universality concept, you're exploding. So in other words, well, that goes for everybody. Every part of myself or every part of my day should have this information. So what you're going to find, and say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Is oh gosh, like I literally just see you overturning rocks, you know, it's like overturning stones. you're quickening. I just want to keep saying quickening. It's not uncomfortable, but you're just going to notice that you're going to be outgrowing things where you're just not even going to take the long way. Well, like first I would call, I would ask them what they think, and then I would consider it or whatever. And now you're adjusting to your new reality where it's almost like you're speed walking through. The reason they're bringing this to your awareness, say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Is so you don't look back. And so what I mean by that is the part of self, the ego, that's very comfortable in the normal, has all of these persuasions, has all of these, well, this isn't really necessary. You don't really need to go forward. And, you know, what if you're inaccurate or whatever it says? So they're bringing this to your awareness so that you can sign off with ease. And when I say sign off, it's just like, oh, I don't know, but if you had a teacher or a supervisor, whatever, they would just sign their initials. So it's like, yeah, she learned that skill or whatever, and it's their little initials or whatever. And that's what I'm looking. Like, you're just signing off and signing off so that you keep up the prosperity, that you keep up the rhythm. You keep up the rhythm. So you're going to find that you're going to be moving through turnstiles, things that used to be challenging at a much faster rate. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Oh my gosh. You're coming into your new lifestyle. When I say that, I just see you like in the middle, heavenly. I mean, just heavenly. It's sort of like, oh my gosh, I can trust myself. I do know what I'm doing. I'm doing okay. And I think I'm just going to keep myself right here in the middle. It's really good. There are going to be adjustments. And I feel like, oh, I don't know, you may hyperventilate from time to time. Like, it's a little bit like, just imagine climbing something with altitude and you're doing just fine. But then you suddenly kind of glance down and you're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea it was this high. And it's like, and if you can just think about this, they're saying this will cover it. There's a split second where you have time to decide, do I go into a panic and get scared because my old self was scared of heights? Or do I arrive at my new normal that realizes I'm actually doing just fine? So it's like that split second decision making that is actually the decision maker. In other words, that's what's going to keep pressing you forward. That's what's going to keep the applause, where you're it's almost like you sort of look at yourself and then you decide, like, is it okay to press forward? Is it okay to continue? Or do I need to backslide a little bit so I have like wiggle room, or I feel more, whatever it is. So mm-hmm. that split second decision making, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Kim.
Is bringing you the applause. Is bringing you the applause. Now, when I said bringing you the applause, the energy that went through my body is extraordinary, and there's no other word for it. And the card I have is New Beginnings. And mm-hmm. this is you, like standing on the earth, crossbody purse, like hands free, walking stick. You are ready. So you're going to notice it because it's not only just what you're doing, how you're shifting, how you're achieving. It's really, they're saying, courtesy of lifestyle. So in other words, your own perception of self, your own perception of self. It is so good. Oh, back to the applause. I'm sorry. They're saying you skipped over that part. So the part with the applause, your guides are, just imagine like watching a football game or whatever, and you've got rows of seats and everyone's like applauding, you know, for the home team or whatever. That's what your guides are doing. So you're going to feel that encouragement. You're going to feel that support. Not only that, you're really doing a great job, you're following your intuition, but even more so than that, is that applause of confirmation where their agreement becomes so large, you're going to feel it energetically, and your job is to step inside. In other words, to become part of them, to say, yes, this is where I stand. I'll permit it. Here we go. So you're going to notice yourself shifting, almost like you're going to have like a couple of, I don't know what it is. You look at yourself in the mirror, or you just sort of have this realization like, we're not in Kansas anymore, you know, like we've really shifted. So this is what they're helping you do. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
There's one last part, and I cannot figure out what else to say about that. Kim, say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Thank you. It just feels like ghost energy. So this is going to be old, I don't know, challenges, issues, images of the past or whatever, but nothing where you got to go get 10 therapists to, you know, analyze this for you. More so of, you're just breaking chains with the past. And when I say that, I literally have one of your guides that took like a twig and they just broke it, you know, like, you know, across their knee or whatever, like, that's it, spell's over. That's what I want to say to you. It's like spells, you know, like you would watch someone else be able to do something, or like, why can't I do this or whatever it is. Because, you know, it's like, what was his name? Miguel Ruiz, whatever that guy with the Four Agreements.
And Miguel Ruiz.
Yeah, like when he would talk about like spells, you know, like when a spell is put over you, it becomes law. And then you create out of that spell. The spells are evaporating. That's what I want to say. So you're going to have some of that energy where I'm calling it a ghost, because it's like an old memory or an old image of self or whatever. But it's the spells are dislodging. It is so good. So this is why you want to keep that at even tempo. And of course, the card sticking out is that Wisdom Master, because that's you. That's the truth of self, and that's what you're bringing together. This is what you're gathering. All right, my love, say your name one more time.
Kim.
Keep swimming, keep walking, keep merging, keep advancing. It is beautiful. That is your message, my love. I love doing this. All these cards, I picked one more card. New beginnings again. So there you go.
There she is with the red hair and the crossbody purse like mine.
She is ready.
That's like an outfit I would have worn. Like, she's a little fuller bodied than I am right now, but pretty much I've dressed that way before.
Yeah, she is good to go. All right, my love, that is your message. Did you have a question?
Well, I am feeling what you're saying. It's like weird because today, even though I woke up from a bad, violent, kind of horrible dream, I'm like, I just remembered it now, because I'm like, I didn't have that kind of day. And I went out to get a breakfast sandwich, came back, you know, pulled in the driveway, and my lawn was covered in those white birds with those long, pokey beaks where they go, they're like bobbing for whatever in your grass. They were all over my lawn, and then there were some doves, and I was like, my property was covered in birds. They wanted my house, right? After meeting with yesterday, I met with the landscape lady about how they're on my back about mulch. And we came up with an idea, you know, try to make it affordable, put some spider plants, some mulch, you know, over here. And I realized that when you were talking, I realized it's not the community that was after me. That was my higher self saying, Kim, if you spruce up, just that little sprucing up will make you feel like you deserve to live here. Here the birds showed up, and then they're in the back today. Every kind of bird behind my house. I took the cat to see two different types of ducks, and it was just unbelievable. And I'm like, because there's times I think there's this thing in the back of my mind. What are you doing alone in this house by yourself? Like, why are you living here? You know, like with no family, all this space. And so I neglect, like, I couldn't bring myself to make anything look nice. I just, it just kind of like, I would feel like I was just like a whole pile of dirt was piled on me. You know, when I would think about, oh, I don't want to do that, you know. Even though when I painted the house, I felt better. And when I did the gutters, I felt better. But I got to a point where I'm like, why bother? Who cares? And then, so here that, well, the note, then I get the notice, you know. And they want me to clean my sidewalk. And the person who's supposed to come tomorrow booked me the wrong time. And I think that was my cue that I can do it. I have a machine in the garage, pressure cleaning machine filled with soap that Sam left it full of soap 2 years ago. Okay, that I could go out there and do it. Like, I was like, there's my confirmation. So what I'm saying is, and also, like, I took a ride and I got myself not one sandwich, but two at the place that messed up a week ago. It was the same girl, and Lou was there. She remembered me. She made sure I had cheese on my sandwiches. I said, one's for tomorrow. And I said to her, don't worry about what happened. I said, I make mistakes all day long, and that's how I learn. And so I had a nice conversation with the girl, kidding around with her, and I bought double the amount of food, and they got business from me. And I just feel like, but then I feel like, okay, I'm enjoying myself in the car, and then there's a little nudge I get, like, I see the Chabad is in the same area, past there where my husband used to go all the time, right? And now is his anniversary of his death, the Yahrzeit's coming up, right? And I'm like, I can't go in there. I still can't go in there. I haven't been there since January 2020. And I said, because I still feel like anyone I run into is going to have the poor you face on. And what if I walk in there like Jackie Onassis, say her husband just was assassinated, right? And say she's like a year or so later, she goes in dancing a jig, okay?
All right, this is what they want to say to you. This is what they want to say to you, to watch your own nitpicking. So the birds pecking on your lawn and the notices and everything else going on. Watch your own nitpicking. In other words, all of the negative conversations with self. And so this is what you're saying. I'm saying all this to myself. On the other hand, I know what my higher self's telling me. So honor that and remember all of the projection that you're putting on the people in Chabad or whatever else. They're going to think this. Whatever it is, remember there's really no them. The huge decision making is what you think about self. Wow. Bring it back to self is what they're saying to you.
I was happy the birds were there. I wasn't mad at the birds.
Okay, but there's also a message. There's a message that's being offered to you. So the cards I have are partnership, spread your wings. The more that you can, they're saying get happy. What they mean by that. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Kim.
The more that you realize that, they're just showing me this magnet I used to have and what the heck did that thing say? Happiness is an inside job. So they're showing you were hearing, here's the beautiful thing about you, my love, you were hearing your higher self. You are hearing higher guidance. What you're learning to do is to pay attention. I literally have you like as if you were in law school again, like the professor, and like, pay attention, write notes, whatever. You're learning to really pay attention. You are in school full time, I promise you. It's amazing you have time to do anything else. Because you really, truly are being guided. In it, like they're saying, in every moment. No pressure, but literally in every moment. So just notice that, because they're saying they're helping you find a smile inside. In other words, to treat yourself with loveliness, to treat yourself with kindness, to treat yourself with true reflection. You're going to find that it's really, when I say inner, I just have this like, I don't know, she almost looks like Kuan Yin or whatever, and she's going with her hands, but she's doing all this mudra work where it's really her own vestibule. Like, in other words, it's her own energy field, and you're going to find as you keep attesting to its good value, you keep authorizing, like almost like you were the queen of the kingdom, and you just like authorized we're just going to be good to all our you know, population. We're just going to take care of everyone all the time. So just imagine if you proclaim that for your own inner village. They're helping you do that, by the way. So they're bringing that out just so that you realize everything's an echo. Everything's echoing what you haven't decided. And when I say that, I literally have like a city of like, I'm sorry, not a city, a like a meeting of city councilmen or whatever that are making decisions. Like, what are we going to do about the streets? What are we going to do about the bridges? So this is like your own neighborhood, like your own inner neighborhood, your own inner decision-making opportunity. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Kim.
You're coming on board for love. You just feel like one big Matt Con episode or something where it's like, we're just going to love everyone. What I love, I'll just leave you with this really quickly. It really reminds me, if I could just summarize what I'm talking about, it's what you offered that girl. Like, it's okay you make mistakes. That's how I learn. That's what you're coming to decide about everything about self.
Well, you just said Matt Con.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought in my head, I meant to say that last night on Cryon, Matt Con was the guest. And the last thing I heard before I went to bed was the most loving messages from him.
Perfect.
And then that's why I couldn't believe I had the dream, because I was like, I went to bed feeling totally filled up with love and wanting more. And it was free last night. If anyone wants to go on YouTube, Lee Carroll Cryon, and then the Matt Con was his guest. It was really good. It's free.
Awesome. All right, sweetheart. I hope that helps.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Hello, Miss Helen.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, honey. How may we help?
Can I please have a message?
And say your first name.
Helen.
I have an image, and I'm not sure why I have that image. Okay, so hold on a second. Helen, say your name again, sweetheart.
Helen.
Say it one more time.
Helen.
This is so strange. One moment, sweetheart. They're confirming it. You must be clearing something. Which is good, which is very good. All right, I'm just gonna put that on the side for a second. Let me figure out what they would like to say to you. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Helen.
Say it one more time.
Helen.
Thank you. Excuse me, they're just showing me like an ohm, like the heartbeat of Gaia. And they're saying, listen to the heartbeat, listen to the heartbeat. Gosh, I'm just going to have to come back to you, and I'm so sorry. I'm getting messages all over, and I just need them to come together and give me one message in agreement. So I'll be right back, sweetheart. I'm so sorry. Hello, Miss Joy. How may we help you?
Hey, Nicole, can I have a message, please?
Sure. Say your first name, please.
Joy.
Say it one more time.
Joy.
Come up to higher agreement. Come up to higher union. You're being guided, and you just look like that movie Up, where I don't know what it was, like they put balloons in the house and the house starts going up. So when I'm saying that, I've got this beautiful energy throughout my entire vessel that is communicating with you and serving you of a higher nature, a higher authority. So you want to remember that we tend to think low. We tend to think linear because we've been accustomed to thinking that way. But you already function on a higher placement. You function in a higher authority. And what they're helping you do, I just see you like getting grapes or getting things from a higher station. You have the ability to rise. So the more that you will, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Joy.
Thank you. The more that you will be willing to climb. So willing to climb is remembering that, just think of whatever your word for God is, that God really wants to serve everybody. So this is a little bit like Course in Miracles, whatever's for the highest and best good of all. So you want to imagine in the way we function, we always just think about me, myself, and I. It's just how we operate in that lower reality. What you're learning to do is to move beyond that to higher visioning where, but it would be purposeful for when you arise in the morning, whatever your words are. But anything where you give your thoughts, your day, your actions to like the greater glory, to Holy Spirit, to whatever's for the best and highest good of all concerned. Anything where you're attesting, reminding that you're here to serve love, you're here to serve higher vision, you're here to serve higher symphony. Jesus, your I Am Self, Christ, whatever you want. But something where you're going beyond that small little mind of consideration where we only know the past. We only know, I hate to say it like when I say to be selfish, but that's what the ego is. As long as my day works out, as long as I get what I want. We want to remember, they're just showing me like a small book and a bigger book. So I've got Lily Tomlin, who used to sit on this big chair when she was a little kid. It was just this little skit. But the point being that you're learning to serve the beloved. You're learning to serve higher outreach, higher sponsorship, higher vision, higher certainty. And the more that you get accustomed to that energy, to that voice. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Joy.
I'm just pulling a couple of cards if you don't have the video. Like, where did she go? Where did she go? Sorry about that. Success and growth, spread your wings. So you're being guided, but you're going to be guided beyond the traditional way, or you're going to think outside of the box. The guidance that you're receiving is glorious. I mean, I just have energy running through my entire back and my torso and like my whole energy feel. Like I just feel lit up. I really just feel lit up. My way of doing it is I just open up to Jesus. It's just my way. And when I feel that, there is no Jesus separate from me, by the way. So it's just a name. But it just reminds me, higher station, he got mastery, I'm opening up to mastery. So it just puts me sort of like in that right space. But there's a reason I'm telling you all this. When I do that, and I do it not daily, I do it all day long, every day. I can feel the different verse. Like I can feel the different energy. I can feel the different vibe. It's sort of like you get clarity. Everything gets clear. You feel larger, you feel more peaceful. You just really feel peaceful, like you just stop worrying about the linear because you just know God's got you covered and you open up to that God plan and you just feel secure about it. But you can feel different, like you really don't, how do I explain this? Like the linear story really isn't as much of a concern to you anymore. The reason I'm telling you all this on a personal level is when I'm tuning into your riches. I didn't want to say riches, they're putting those words in my mouth. When I'm tuning into your riches, when I'm tuning into your glory, when I'm tuning into your highest establishment, and these are all their words, I'm a changed being. So the energy that I'm receiving on your behalf, that they're instructing you to follow, that they're helping you engage with, is the same exact beautiful energy that I look to own and be my very life. So it has that same energy that I keep back to love, back to higher currency, back to higher visioning. these energies are guiding you, leading you. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Joy.
And they're saying forevermore. They seem to like that phrase tonight. But what I mean by that is like whatever obstacle you come upon. So it's sort of like, okay, I figured this out, but then that brings me to this concern or whatever. So that's where I feel like there's this jagged roadmap where first you go here, okay, solve that problem, but then what about this? But then when you keep remembering, and that's what they wanted me to tattletale, in other words, tell you what I do, I must redirect my focus, I don't know, 25, 30 times a day. Like, I'm not, like, seriously, like, over and over and over and over, because it's almost like braces on the teeth. Like, you have to retrain your guidance, your awareness, your currency. The energies are guiding you. Say your name one more time, my love.
Joy.
Oh my gosh. Like, I just see a flower, like a rose opening. I wanted to say a flower opening and they corrected me. They're like, no, say a rose. I saw a rose, but I wanted to call it a flower. And they're like, no, it's a rose. Because again, the rose is the highest spiritual flower. And the rose, of course, representing you. The card I have for you also, of course, now I know why you have to come after Cam, is new beginnings. There you go. That is your message, my love. Did you have a question?
I don't. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. And Carmen, how may we help you?
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help?
May I have a message, please?
Sure. I still feel the energy, by the way. So I'm just going to share real quickly that I was blessed with a reading with Carmen of an astrological report or a current report. And the energies, this is the first thing I want to say, it's not them, it's me. But the energies that you tap into are reviving. So the reason you're coming after Joy's message is it was all about her getting strong. In other words, about her developing that greater currency, that greater relevance, and really traveling on that revival, on that course, on that highway. So you come next. And it's that same gifting, it's that same indicator where what impressed me so much, not impressed, but what, when I say impressed, what stays with me, what lingers is the high tonality or witness that you're being led by and you're being guided. And so your message really is to extend that in all ways. So I guess it's like when I transfer pictures, whether it's like my Google photo or daily messages or whatever, like I'll get a picture of a certain image, and I'm sure everyone has that same thing, and I'm gonna not use the right words, I'm positive. But you kind of like pull out the square to make it like elongated, to make it larger, and then you keep pulling. Not the square, the corner, I'm sorry. So you're going to drag the corner out to extend and drag the other corner. That's what they want you to do. So what you're able to decide upon, in other words, your complete focus, your heavenly vision, when you're doing those charts, they want you to make complete. And what I mean by that is just imagine extending that locomotion, extending that arrival, that permission in terms of that like cosmic pleasure, that awareness that you maintain into all crevices, into all cabinets. So when I'm looking at you, it's almost like the middle of your placement. So this could be your house, but not just your physical house, your everyday surroundings, everything you think of as your life. So that would be my little small image. and then extend as we go. So then we're going to pull out, drag the corners out. And so you're energetically restoring your own home life to good values. So in other words, you're taking that higher notion, that higher establishment, and you're offering it abroad so that everything you witness, everything you interchange with, interact with, whether it's something in your physical home, whether it's in your life, anything that affects your consciousness, because it's all you, is upgraded into higher value. And they're showing me the card. What's the name of that card? I'm just having a blank. But it's the monk, spiritual strength, I'm pretty sure. It's the monk in front, and then in the back, it's like his higher self. And so when I say in the back, his higher self, that's the energy that's supporting you and guiding you. And they want to strengthen you. So I literally see you like bodybuilding, like doing your biceps. They want to strengthen you so that you carry that merger, you carry that guidance through and through. So this is where they're saying you're walking with ease. So you seem to be in form, but you're no longer, they're saying involved. And what they mean by that is you're still walking in form. It's a little bit like Joshua, like in the world, but not of the world. You're walking in form, but you're doing so beyond trespass. In other words, they're going to help you open up to true vision, where you're still playing your part, you're still who you are, but when I'm receiving you, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in heaven. I mean, I really am in heaven. Heaven is not a place. It's an awareness. It's a state of awareness. Say your name, sweetheart.
Carmen.
Come higher. Come up higher. That's why you came after Joy, because you're learning to take that sacred witness, that sacred knowledge, wherever you go. They're showing me like a traveling salesman. And so it's like his little suitcase or briefcase goes wherever he goes. Now, when I say wherever you go, I don't mean where you're physically standing. It's whatever is perceived, whatever you think of, whatever you dream of. Because remember, it's all your dream. What you're learning to do, say your name again, sweetheart.
Carmen.
Is to dream. They're saying like when you whip up dinner or whatever, you're learning to like whip up or dream up light. All right. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Carmen.
Thank you. Now, when you say Carmen, I've just got like a cartoon or whatever where they're painting the sky rainbow. They're painting everything rainbow, of course. So the card I have is Choose Your Battles. Every time I see this card, what I know about this card is someone's believing in duality. I totally get it. I totally get it, because we've been submerged in that storehouse. Like when I say storehouse, we all look like sardines. Like everyone, you know, think thin. So we're all learning. We're all learning that we're really in charge. We have the power to assume our natural station. So that's where you're being guided. And it's so interesting because in my little picture, Kim's underneath you. So all those beautiful light beings, I don't know if you see it, but in her video, all those beautiful light beings are literally like right under your chin. So to me, it's like you're being illuminated. You're being cast upon. In other words, you are being guided. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Carmen.
Oh my God, their words were you're being guided through and through, because again, you've got all these light beings that are with you. I can't even begin to tell you how extraordinarily prepared you are and the opportunity that awaits you. So what you're learning to do is to draw from that very breath. In other words, you're learning really who's in charge of your consciousness, who's in charge of your life. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Carmen.
It sounds like a lot of work. However, you're incredibly advanced. So it's a little bit like, is getting a doctorate a lot of work? Well, not after you've gotten your master's. Like, you're ready for the next step. Like, you can do it. Someone else, no. But you're built for this, is what it is. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Carmen.
You want to remember that you're already there. So what you're doing is you're agreeing to a state. Cannot make this up. All these cards, new beginnings. I think it's 3 for 3 now. All these cards, new beginnings. What was I going to say? So it's already there, and they want me to explain this. So it's not like you're creating it out of nothing. It already exists. What you're doing is signing off. I'm so sorry. Hold on. You're signing off on your readiness to proceed. So in other words, you're taking back your life. You're taking back yourself. You're coming into agreement with what's already present. So just think of like different realities of Earth. You know, we tend to think like we're moving to the new Earth, and I don't know, there are like 200 different Earths or some crazy, like it blows our mind because we can't even understand that there are these many different alternate realities. So what you're learning to do, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Carmen.
They're saying make it easy. They're saying make it easy. They're saying to say you're learning to come on board to love. And that's what we don't get, because we all run out of fear. We all function out of fear. That's what the world runs out of. I keep getting throat chakra for you. So when you and I were chatting the other day about, you know, I see you doing this and I see you doing that, I've gotten throat chakra for you 2 times now in our very conversation tonight. Say your name one more time, please.
Carmen. Actually, I had the smile if I can, when you picked up the dog, because I know his name is Cappuccino, but in my, every time I hear him bark, I'm like, well, his name's Cappuccino, but he barks like an espresso. And so that's so funny, because espresso being the throat chakra. So, and I said, if I get the card, I got to share the story. So my friend Janet, right, we're best up friends, so she has her daughter's 2, number 4 is 2, and so we usually chat every morning at the bus stop, no big deal. And the little girl today, she's like, look, and I'm like, and I swear to God, it was so high in the sky, I don't know how the hell she saw this. And we're looking, and I'm like, oh, it's a bird, right, no big deal. And my friend Janet's like, no, it's a number. It was like one of those number balloons, and it was a 0. And that's the card, New Beginnings, that everybody's getting.
It's very, very good. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Carmen.
Come on in. Every time you say Carmen, I think for the past 2 months now, I just keep hearing, when you say Carmen, I hear come in. Come on in. Come on in. You're just waiting to explode. They're like, we'll give her a little bit more time. Waiting game. We'll give her a little bit more time, waiting game. And I just got confirmation from your guides. You're just looking to get like comfortable. Like, just imagine hiring this amazing piano player or whatever it is for an orchestra. And, you know, they just got hired and they're still kind of tinkering around. And you haven't heard anything, but you know who they are. So you know whenever they do get settled in and start playing, it's just going to be fantastic. That's basically how they feel about you. That is your message, my love. Did you have a question?
Well, as you were speaking, I was realizing that it is, right? We have that third dimensional perspective, and then we here in the group are changing that to a fifth dimensional perspective. And really what you're... What I know that the message is that I have to, again, go deeper into that perspective and just let go of that form and let the energy be. And so that feels like, again, like another perspective, a further, like I have all these Instagrams, you have the algorithm. And so I'm looking at all these posts and I corrected one. I try not to correct them because everyone has the freedom, but one, I kind of like, you know, I was like, oh, I'm going to say this. And so it's just like a further gapping this perspective. And I know it's needed, but it's like, at the same time, it's so ironic. My husband right now is going to fix the electric of a woman at this house. And he's like, oh, that couple, I don't even know why I'm doing the work. They're in marriage counseling. And then it's just so funny just how he's like, I feel that. And so I guess if any question, I guess it's just like how to release this. Oh my gosh, I have to more. There's always another layer.
Well, it's to release the judgment. To realize everybody's where they're supposed to be. And it took me a long time, and I would never say that I'm done. But it was just like, well, you need to be here, you need to be here. And it's like, everyone needs to be exactly where they need to be. So the more that you realize everyone's exploring alternate realities, everyone's picking and choosing, you're actually going to see it. You're going to start getting, they're saying television, like you'll see people bouncing around. I mean, they'll go higher, they'll get scared, they'll pull back, you know, they'll self-sabotage, like all kinds of things as they keep being guided. So you want to remember, that's why we're all needed. We're like, they're saying everyone at their post, because as everyone climbs, it's like there's a guide that's present for every road, for every station, that's alerting them to their next storehouse. But the more they're saying how you can use all this is to understand your good value. In other words, and it reminds me a lot of Kim's message, like they're saying, take a look around. In other words, notice exactly how high you actually are in your understanding. So the more you press upon that, in other words, the more that you awaken to your good arrival, that'll help you cement it in. So your waiting card, what they're waiting for you, is to go ahead and pull those corners and establish grace. And so when you're looking at like your friends or Google News or whatever it is for you guys, it's realizing like everyone's at continuously bouncing in and out of dimensional realities and different understandings. And so the more you can realize that you're the first to go, in a way you have a responsibility, in another way you have an offering and an entitlement. And it's like, wow, if I really understand this, what in the world am I waiting for them? So use it to sort of like increase your apparatus. In other words, enjoy your retrieval, enjoy your, well, no, there's not a lot of people here. I guess I'll just sort of spread out and take my place here. So the more that you can appreciate God's mercy, in other words, everything is set up for your enjoyment. Everything is set up for your discovery. You are adored. You are adored. The way you enjoy your adore your little one, just imagine that's how you're seen, that precious, that lovely. They're saying you can pick that. You can pick up, how do I put this in words? You can pick up speed in that regard. So cute. You can pick up speed in that regard, and that would be very much welcomed. So in other words, appreciation of self.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Love to both of you.
Bye.
So cute. Okay, we're going to do Helen one more time.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, sweetheart. All right. What I saw, by the way, is you were somehow like imprisoned. And it's some other incarnation that you're drawing upon. In other words, I feel like you're working with those energies, so that's why I saw that, just to understand. I don't want to say understand, but it was just an aspect of you that you were relying on. And so it seems like things didn't go so well for you, at least at that point in the journey. But I couldn't really put it together to figure out what the message was. So anyway, I thought you would want to know what in the world I was speaking about. So let's see where we are right now. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Helen.
Say it one more time.
Helen.
Thank you.
That's weird.
So I don't see it as weird. I see it as connecting to your advanced awareness. So in other words, it's almost like, you know, you're a scientist, you know what you're doing, so we got to lock you away, because otherwise you could actually help the world, and we really don't want that. That's what it felt like. You know, so I just feel like you were too powerful to allow to
be pressed. Scientist in Atlantis, maybe.
Yeah, so I just felt like, you know, they were threatened by your abilities, really, is what it is. I just keep getting returning to love, and I feel like there's more for you to understand, and I get that, and you're not alone, because every time we think we grow and we understand love, it can be taken to further and further exposure. Because love, they're saying, is surround sound. It's who we all are. All of us are God. All of us are love, without exception. So what we're really doing is releasing all the prejudice and in just all those aspects of self that aren't answering the call of love. And sometimes I think you're just going to throw a wet noodle at me, because all these cards and the only message I can bring to you tonight is the heart chakra. And that's actually what I felt before too, which is part of why I passed and asked him to reprogram it, because I just kept getting, she needs to open up her heart. She needs to open her heart. And it's like a really frustrating message when you're like trying and like, what more do you want me to do? But when it breaks open, it just blows you away what they really mean. What happened to me the other day was I was really suffering, and I forget why, some personal issue or whatever. And it really just brought me to my knees. I mean, it really did. And it just really shook me so badly. It opened my heart, because I just felt for every single person on earth that is going through pain, because I had gone through so much emotional pain that, oh my gosh, I could suddenly have empathy for everyone else's pain on earth in a way that I promise you I wasn't experiencing. I mean, and I always did, but there's something that shifted that day that has stayed. My heart really has stayed more open after that day. I think I went into fear that day or something, and it was like I just couldn't shake it. And it was just miserable. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't explain it, but it was like the walls between myself and others just dropped. And I don't have as much of a, what do you call that, like a social barrier between me and others. Is the only way I can explain it. So that's what we're talking about. So it's not like a mental thing. It's more of like dropping the defenses and dropping the me, myself, and I, which isn't real, by the way. It really isn't. It's like the personality self. It's the I. It's the mind. That's not who we are. We're love. And that's really your home base. And you know how to work with the energy of love in the most magnificent ways. So to work with it, you must return to it. You must understand it, is what they're saying. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Ellen.
Thank you. It's sort of like caring about others as much as you care about yourself. And then sort of noticing when you really don't, and not running from that, just sort of being aware, just being aware. Like, why am I suddenly more important than someone else? Because the separation is the illusion. It's all the illusion. There is no separation. And so every time we judge each towards anybody, we're just judging ourselves. And that's just it. The unconscious knows that we're all one. So every judgment is self-judgment. That'll stop you in your tracks really, really, really fast. Because it's like, oh my gosh, then what am I doing to myself? And now we understand why we can't get things to work out. Because we all do that. Let me see what else they would like to say to you. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Ellen.
Thank you. Notice when you give to get versus just giving. just giving just because. And just notice it. I give just to give, and then sometimes, if I'm honest with myself, it's like, well, then they'll think good of me, then they'll help me when I need help. Like, and it's so subtle. But, you know, just ask to be, have that be revealed. Versus, you really just want to help. You just want to help. Versus, I want to feel good about myself because I'm a good giver. Whatever it may be. You'll be shown. You'll be shown. And you, too, have the card of new beginnings. Because that's just what we're handing out. So, the reason, though, this card's coming up. And say your name again, sweetheart. Yeah, you are being guided. So now we're back to the cow and the milk and the Hathor energy. You really are being shown. You're being taught. Sometimes we think we know, so it's like, I know all this. I know all this. So there's a little bit of humbleness. Humbleness, because we think we've mastered it all. And that's why we're so confused. Because it's sort of like, well, where's my blessing? Because I know all this. So that's where like that humility and humbleness comes in, and realizing we really don't know it all yet. And the second we're willing to open up to that realization, I can't even begin to explain what is waiting for you, what's being shown to you. Say your name one more time, my love.
Ellen.
New world. A new world. I mean, honestly, the energy is coming through me for you. Is nothing less than extraordinary. But you've got to choose your battles. So you still believe in the old world. This is linear. This is linear. You still believe in the old world. You can walk on water, my love. I mean, your abilities are extraordinary. Extraordinary. So you're learning to jump ship. This is the difference. Choose your battles, linear. I mean, I do too. I go back and forth. I mean, honestly, you can give me 1 minute. And I can tell you how I'm going back and forth. But here's the thing. The more you can observe it in yourself, the less you'll do it. Because once you start seeing it, it doesn't have a hold on you anymore. You're going from choose your battles to spread your wings. I mean, look how fast. There weren't like seven cards in between. You're literally going. And you do this all day long. So just notice when you do it. Linear world. Ascension. I mean, you just bebop all day long. I'm just watching you. So that's really fantastic. That's like a feather in your cap. So you're learning to really go all the way. In other words, how do I really just put all my eggs in this one basket? And when I'm looking at you, you still have your foot out. Like, yeah, all that's great, but you know, I still need to survive. And that's just it. So there's a part of you that's still wants to do it your way. And that's okay. But the more you can notice it, the less attractive it will be. Because they're saying it's just a matter of time because you're kind of kidding yourself. When I say you, I mean all of us, me especially. You know, all messages are my message. I totally get that. And that's what's fun is when you really start realizing, like, who am I fooling? Who am I kidding? It's just all me. All right, so let's do final outcome. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Ellen.
Thank you. Your dolphins, boy, do they love you. Boy, do they love you. I just feel like so refreshed tuning into them. There we go. Lady, opportunity beckons. Opportunity beckons. I totally get it. I totally get it. All this time I'm channeling, like I can channel up a storm, and then I would watch my mind like battle it out, where I still wasn't letting go of a resentment or whatever it is. And it's like, and that's just it. When you really start getting honest with yourself, and it's like, who am I kidding? Who am I kidding? How can I expect the blessing where I want it to be, when I've still got my foot open and keeping this door open, and I won't let that door close. You know, and when you can just start giggling at it and laughing at it, and then really like assuming responsibility for it, it's like, then you can get the help. But when you're just sort of like, well, I'm just gonna hold it because fair is fair and I'm entitled or whatever it is, it's like, you know, It's like watching two movies at a movie theater running back and forth. All right, let me do one final outcome card for you, my love. Say your name again.
Helen.
Thank you. Here are your final outcome cards. Let's just review. Opportunity beckons, universe. Final outcome. It's like your success is guaranteed. There you are.
Thanks, Nicole.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
It's so funny. I just have a quick share on my, I was driving home today and there's this huge, beautiful mural that an artist painted and it was like the Beatles, but it was like a caricature and it was really beautiful. And in humongous letters, it says, it said, all you need is love. And it was like jumping like in my car.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was pretty clear.
You are a very powerful manifester, my friend.
It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. Ah, mwah, so much
Thanks,
love.
Thanks, Nicole.
You're welcome.
So much love.
Okay. REVVL4+. Would you like a message or are you just listening? REVVL4. I found playing bingo. REVVL4+. Or like a radio station, you're on the air. All right, perhaps you're listening. So nice to have you listen. Okay, so we are complete. Let me just close. We surround each with holy awareness. So usually I forget what they say, but they don't say that. The reason they said holy awareness is, and I felt the energy of it, they're just like surrounding us with holy awareness, like so that we feel our wholeness, so that we come alive again, coming into higher station, higher union. When they say higher, it's like bridging the gap. Because when we function from our true arrival, in other words, who we really are, this is when we manifest. This is when we create from the alternate realities. And we all are, and we all will continue, and we all arrive in our glory. And so this is what they're saying. It's like, why wait? Why wait in suffering? Why wait in misery? You know, our time is up. And so again, it's not like we're being shoved out of the linear consciousness. We're just being invited. We're being invited to full restoration. Kind of like Beth's email, because we can. Because we can. So much love to everyone. Thanks for joining. We'll be back Sunday at 10 a.m. Much love, everybody.